Where exactly are you? When did you get there? When did you learn you were going?
Our crews traveled to Florida on Friday. We got the call the night before from Florida Power and Light requesting mutual assistance. We do have a mutual aid agreement with them since 2014, and this is the second time that it's been activated. Our crews worked quickly throughout our service area to ensure that we had the right personnel to come out here to support after Hurricane Irma passed, to help them restore electric service to their customers.
How many people have gone out there from Northern California?
About 130 people from throughout our service area. We have crew members from the North Bay, Bay Area, Central Coast, Fresno, Sacramento, and Bakersfield.
And what exactly are you guys doing, and what does it look like there?
Yesterday was very windy. We did see some rain. We were locked in our hotel waiting for the hurricane to pass. We wanted to make sure that our crews were safe. And until we got the green light from Florida Power and Light, we didn't come out to start looking and inspecting their infrastructure to find those trouble spots to start repairing. Our crews were very anxious, very eager to get out here and do some of the work. They wanted to jump into action. This is the work that they do every day. They love to help. So for them, it was very important to come out here and support them just like they have supported us in the past. Today, it's a little windy, clear skies. It's not raining, so that allows us to be able to do our job safely. When it is raining, conditions are a little more complicated for our crews to go out and inspect our infrastructure and begin repairs. However, today was the perfect day. We got the green light from Florida Power and Light, and hopefully by tomorrow we'll be able to start replacing some equipment. Today we did go out to find those trouble spots. A base camp is being set up at the North Palm Beach County Airport. That's where resources, crews, and equipment will be staged starting tonight. And we're very proud to be able to help Floridians right now during this time of need.
So you're sort of in the Miami area, is that right?
Yeah, we're about an hour north of Miami.
Who pays for the costs for, you know, a place like PG&E, a company like PG&E, to come out to Florida?
In 2014, we signed a mutual aid agreement with Florida Power and Light. This means that they cover all expenses related to any restoration efforts, to any work that we do for them when they ask us to help.
So does that mean, for example, if there were an earthquake in the Bay Area and they were available, Florida Power and Light would come out and help out here?
Correct.
Are there other agencies around the country that you have such agreements with?
We have mutual aid agreements with several utilities across the country. This is one of the biggest, and it's a historic agreement because it's cross-continent. But we do have other utilities that help us during wildfires, storms. You know, this is a hallmark of the energy industry. We help each other out in times of need.
And is there a particular emergency response team with PG&E who goes to these different places the way that, you know, hotshot firefighters will go into wildfires?
Correct. We operate under ICS, which is the Incident Command System. This is the same system that is utilized by law enforcement, emergency operations. So there is a command staff, support personnel that come along, operations, logistics. There's an incident commander. And we all work together to ensure that our crews are safe, that they have all the resources that they need. We want to make sure that the operation that we have here is seamless. That's why it's so important for us to have all the support from logistics, our incident commander, planning and intelligence to ensure that the work we're doing here is just like if we were doing it at home.